What sentence would sum up your life? Usually people ponder such questions in elderhood, when they look back on their life and they reflect on how they might sum it up. Well, I was born into a sentence, and I'm ever so grateful. It changed my world, and I believe it will change the world for others as well. In 2019, I had the honor of teaming up with the non-for-profit group Unsinkable. The community was created by decorated Canadian Olympian Silken Lauman. Lauman created a space where people could share their stories on a public platform. Her mission was to connect and empower Canadians to achieve better mental, physical, and spiritual health. Whether celebrity, neighbor, youth, or health expert, Lauman believes that our stories all hold wisdom and power that needs to be shared. Unsinkable is breaking down stigma, one story at a time. I was invited to write an article for the Unsinkable website that recounted my story of surviving a horrific car crash at 16 years old. When I sat down to write about the experience, I realized that surviving the accident was significant, but what was also significant was overcoming the stigma and mental health challenges that I had carried since I was a child. At some point in my childhood, I started to occupy two lanes. In one lane, I was on track, successful, healthy, and competent. And somehow, concurrently, I was also in another lane. I was troubled, lost, and hurting. My public self was doing all right by most standards. My private self was spiraling wildly out of control. By adolescence, my invisible struggles became very visible. And with that visibility came the labels: high school dropout, broken, addicted, eating disordered, cutter, crazy, troubled, lost cause. These labels accompanied the internal labels I gave myself. I deduced I was unworthy of the abundant love, support, and faith of my parents. I was a disappointment and undeserving. I concluded I was an utter failure and hopeless, unlovable. I carried such deep and soul-damaging stigma about the person I was. That stigma first came from the outside world. The world presented a set of norms that did not fit me. Then pressures and judgments came from people directly. I was judged, ridiculed, gaslighted, mistreated, ostracized for struggling in many life areas. My parents loved me hard and helplessly. People say that surviving the car accident was a miracle, and I agree. My life was spared that night. Over two decades later, I am awestruck by the realization that the night of my accident, my miracle was already in motion. But there is a dark side to my miracle story, and I carried that part for many years. This painful question haunted me in my sleep and while I was wide awake. Did I deserve this miracle? I knew the answer, but I would not even dare let my head go there. I did not. I know when my car went off the road that night, but when did my life go off track? Why would I believe that I did not deserve to be rescued? When I was in grade 8, a teacher in my elementary school told me, as I was filling out my forms for grade 9, that I really should not even try to go to the same high school as my peers. That teacher told me that I was so far behind in French that I would be a disgrace to my elementary school's French immersion program if I went to the French high school. They also told me that they wished there was a level below basic or trades for someone like me to take in high school, since I wasn't ever going to amount to anything in my life, and all I would be doing was wasting everyone's time. School hated me, and I hated it right back. I believed every word of that teacher's assessment of me and the world's perspective of me. But how did I end up in grade 8 with the teacher who would say this to me?